best of Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3.
All right, so we want to know, what's the most embarrassing belief you used to have? And, like, you just randomly found out that that was not true. Call us up 280-1063. We are talking about this because of my wonderful, sweet mother, a.k.a. Mimi, as who we call her. Just the other day, we were riding in the car, and somehow we were talking about this woman who sent her son a text message trying to say that the pet passed away.
Yeah.
But she added LOL to the end of it. And the son was like, "Why are you laughing out loud?" And she was like, "Oh, I thought that meant lots of love."
Not even close,
and
actually.
And that's when I was like, "Why would anybody write lots of love anyways? Why wouldn't you just say RIP so-and-so, you know?"
Yeah.
And my mom sat there for a second, real quiet. And all of a sudden, she was like, "Why would she write RIP on there?" And I'm like, "Huh? What? RIP? It's RIP." And she goes, "RIP." And then I was like, RIP stands for rest in peace, Mom. And she lost it. She was laughing so hard, for uncontrollably laughing for like 10 minutes.
She's lived her whole life.
Yeah, she's in her late 60s.
Every time someone has passed away, she's not understood why people put
She just thought they...
R-I-P.
Yeah. It's R period, I period.
Right.
P period. She thought it meant RIP. And I said, "They put it on tombstones, Mom." And she was like, "But I thought, I've only seen it around Halloween. So I just thought, you know..." Too funny. And I know there's tons more stories like this. Jimmy, do you have a few?
I actually have one for me. I used to thought that back in the day, there was people that lived inside the telephone poles and inside the poles at intersections that controlled the stoplights.
You thought they lived in the pole.
I thought there were people that lived in there pushing green, pushing red, pushing yellow, and the crosswalk signs. I used to think they actually lived in each pole and controlled them.
Oh, that's for real. Hilarious. And how old were you when you found out that that was not the case?
Late elementary school. Early middle school.
Okay. At least you were in middle school, though.
I mean...
You didn't go through, like...
When you're 13, you should really know those things. But it's whatever.
It's fine.
Those skinny people.
It's fine.
Slender Man.
Did you think limes were lemons that weren't ripe yet? I know that's one comment that we got.
That I'm still not sure of.
I work
in a restaurant, and I've seen some weird hybrids where if you put limes and lemons in the same container, they start to morph into each other. That I still can't.
Okay.
So are you saying they're not?
I'm saying they're not, but we'll take your calls. What is the most embarrassing belief that you used to have until, you know,
could have been last week, 10 years ago, whatever.
If you're like Mimi, you went your whole entire life not knowing that RIP was RIP. Call us up 280-1063. So we want to know, what's the most embarrassing belief you used to have? Good morning, Brenda. What is it?
I just realized recently that the eggs that we buy from the grocery store are unfertilized.
Okay, so what did you actually think they did with them?
I thought that we could just put them under a warmer or put them in a lovely little warm nest or something and they would hatch, which is not the case.
Oh my.
They apparently just lay eggs. The hens just lay eggs no matter what, and that's what we're eating. Slightly embarrassing.
Yes, yes, and yes. All right, so good morning, Sydney. What is the most embarrassing belief you used to have?
Believe it or not, but I used to think that paintballs that you shot were fairies. I know that sounds like completely stupid.
No.
But my cousin told me that when I was like 7 years old. And lo and behold, I believed it till I was about 14 years old.
That they were fairies?
That they were, because they were different colors and they were so cute.
You were like,
so my cousin would torture me by like pushing them in front of me and I would bawl my eyes out.
That is so sad.
Your cousin has
issues. I was literally terrified. Like, it was traumatizing to me.
Aww.
So you were like, these are the fairies from Fairly Odd Parents when you're a kid.
Like, for real. Like, I want my own Cosmo and Wanda.
Yeah.
And you're going to squish them right in front of me.
You're
not cool.
So who told you that that was not fairies? Was it your mom or?
It was my dad. We went paintballing one day eventually when I grew up. And I was like, "You're kidding me, right? Like, you can't kill all these fairies." And he was like, "What are you talking about?" I was like, "Dad, they have families." And he was like, "Sydney, stop."
He's like, "Come over here. Don't say this in front of all the other people."
He didn't disown me.
You went hands down. Hands down.
I was not ready.
I don't think there's anything else more embarrassing. I love that. So that was such a cute and funny story. I love it.
Thank you, guys. I love your show. I listen to it all the time.
Thank you. We love you.
Mandy in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on your 106.3.